Dan, do you believe that's required in the legislative session?
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I just come to you thanking you, Lord, for all the many blessings you give us, Lord. And Lord, I want to thank you for the rain you sent our way, Lord. And Lord, just be with us today as we go through the county's business. Just help us to make the right decisions, Lord, that will be good for the citizens and for the county as a whole. Lord, just go with us now and help us in every decision that we make, and forgive us what we say. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good to see everybody. Just about 9 o'clock. And number one, those comments or requests for information on non-agenda items in accordance with section 551.042, Texas Open Meeting Act. Do we have anybody who would like to speak? Okay. Number two, consider it possibly approved maintenance at the rear of the Middle Street building and where it would permit erosion and attachment of the rain gutter after the repairs and modification. Anybody have any suggestions? I went by that this morning and looked at it, and like all we need is the small wash gravel. Not paid to put the gutters and stuff, so it's not that building. But we need to have something that splash on to stop the erosion back there. Because right now, there's nothing. But I will say this, I know y'all did a great job back there cleaning that out and eliminating some problems, and we've got the roof fixed. So now we just need something on the ground to slow that water down.
Down in case of court,
floating rate is less than it was.
So we've got to look at the rate of rate environment, so, but it is what we do.
And we always have the option, but like in the tax pool or something else, if the rates go up,
say aye. The board considers it possible to approve the negative review of proposal from a potential tenant interested in the building. And I think all of you received this proposal. By the way, I meant to mention this in person, but I'm sorry. The judge is out of town, and he will be back in the next meeting, but I'm breaking my heart to help the player. Jimmy, I appreciate you. Giving up your spot, but let's do it. Okay? All right, item five. Presentation of Roger Ledbetter, County Road Engineer. Discussion of possible action on fault regarding equipment being fired.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Morning.
I'd like to take a little time just to bring y'all up on what the County Road Bridge Department's currently doing. Right now, we're working on our first mowing cycle. We currently have approximately half the county mowed. Most of that is in precinct 3 and 4 this time. We should complete the first mowing cycle by mid-June. We're currently trying to keep 2 or 3 side cutters working at all times, clear brush off county road right ways. Most of the side cutters are currently working in precinct 3 with brush roads and hedges. We're also trying to keep both of our excavators running as much as possible, you know, to do cover replacements, resolve other drainage issues such as cleaning out covered ends, ditches, and placing rock riprap covered ends where we have erosion problems. And we're also using basic repairs in the roadway itself. When we finish our first mowing cycle, we plan on starting repairing space layers in all 4 precincts. Which is, it brings us back to the equipment issue. We need the right equipment to fix space layers so that we'll stay fixed. We also need the right equipment to seal coats.
We just did it.
Of course, we need seal coats to keep water penetrating the surface of the roadways. Therefore, I'd like to request that we have an equipment workshop so we can discuss equipment issues and public details. You know, since the equipment affects the budget, I don't think this is going to be something we need to resolve, you know, even an hour or so. I think we need to set aside probably 3 or 4 hours. So I'd like to set up a equipment workshop, preferably next week if we can.
Monday, I'll be out of this, so I'm going to show you. Can you go back Friday? Get me back in office on Tuesday. Tuesday,
First Thursday. The 29th is a holiday.
Yeah,
and we
six, for the goal of rip report for county officials.
One thing, when you're talking about the special, you know, $1 million we set aside, we never have actually moved that money, so you will see on your cash reports, fund number 19, first page there is a special, there's no money in it, because the money's still all in general county, because we never have actually moved any money. We originally set aside a budget of $1 million, we have used $75,000 of that over in precinct two, or in this year. So there's $925,000 budgeted, but no money has been moved. And so it's all, the money that's there is inside general county, the $4 million, well, $8,600,000 total. We got $4 million out of the CD, we got $4,500,000 out of it in the checking account. And that's that money we talked about as part of the fund balance that we said, well, may want to use to do special one-time road work. But while we budgeted, we never moved it, we left it at the court inside when or if it was going to be done.
Is this good news in this year's budget?
Yes. Good. That's why we did it that way, so you could use it if you so chose.
I did our cleanup this year, and ended the cleanup, and the only thing I know to do in the future when we have cleanup weeks and stuff, I know this is very popular with the people out there, because they really enjoy having a place to take a bunch of trash. The only problem is, we got people putting a lot of old tires in there. And I don't know how many have called up here, but this year, for some reason, we have staff, old tires, that were brought to Central Park. And we checked with, Terry checked with the guy at Paris, the guy at Langshear, and they seem to think there's around 1,500 tires out there. If they're 18 inches or less, it's $2 a tire. And that's, I believe that was the same price as last year, is that correct? You know, the...
I think it was, but I've got a copy of it in my office, but... But what last year was, I believe that what it was on the small.
And they track the tires, and they truck tires and stuff, it's a dollar an inch. You have 20-inch tires, $20 for them to recycle that. Now, do you want to go out and look and see if we can find somebody else on the last time that's on the council, if we can find it?
That's all one of Philip found last year that we taken. And I don't, I would remind me another place out there somewhere.
We just need to get our possessions, because we got a pile of them back there, if we need to do something with them. You want to go ahead, let the same company, do the same price. I think we've got 19 tires that's over 18 inches. The rest of the 1,500 is tar, 18 inches or less. So, much else, general possessions, what do you want to do with this?
There's no, not one rich driver or taken that...
I think there's a company in Dallas.
I don't...
But I think they're surprised.
Philip took care of that last year, and finally found somebody. I know he looked in several places, and finally found this one. So, I, you know, I don't know, we might get out there and look and see if we can find another one.
And really, we're getting down to $2 a tire, and they'll take prisoners out there, and they bring in a covered trailer, and they put those tires in there, they stack them in there, well, all they gotta do is come pick them up, get a bike and trailer over and park it, and get rid of that. So, and let me say this, I didn't realize Terry was doing this, but he had been, he changes, like, sheriff's department tires out, he puts on $2. So basically, the precincts are paying for their business tires, whether it's sheriff's department, whatever, or disposal of those tires. Which makes sense, maybe the department should pay them. But I think that's one way what we can do is pay for the safety of this budget. It wouldn't be in the budget, but it would be part of the expense of the upkeep of vehicles. And that way, you've got the money to cover for having these. If we go somewhere, we're gonna have to pay it anyway, if we don't have the tires we need here. No, and if they keep it, it's gonna cost, or we can bring it back, put it on the pile, and it's still $2, but I think it's $2, it may be $3. But then general possessions, would you like to go and try to see if we can find another company, or?
I'd personally check, they've got to do some more research, or where they might be. I'll look at the bigger camp, some other counties, and I'll call, see if there's something to do before.
If you don't mind, I want you to check into that and report back on the board.
I'll do it.
Is that okay with everybody? I had one other thing, I want to talk about, 10 o'clock last night, I got a call. We counted about 2,500, we, a lady, got time, if we support it, right here in Tyus County, and all you got to do, if you got a one animal, is to take that thing. And it's a shame that people do something like that, or those animals out.
Those pens have been taken away, in case you don't know that.
What?
Those pens and places to put them has been taken away by the city of Mount Pleasant, because they said that the animals were being dumped up there, so they don't want them, but they do want to dump them on the county residents. Maybe you ought to talk to your Mount Pleasant police chief, okay? I'm sorry, I've been this round before.
I do know that people taking animals, and sometimes they get out there in the morning, and there'd be all kind of animals in those pens, so. Now, I think it has us from 9 to 4 or something.
It's 10 to 3.
10 to 3, okay. Well, anyway, we're taking those puppies and mama dog to the pound this morning. The thing that upsets me is somebody that take an animal and just throw them out.
Our police chief that's supposed to run the city pound and be nice to animals, and he cuts out the county. You can see where I mean things, so the county.
No, the county still take animals up there.
Yeah, between 10 and 2, on a sunny day maybe, okay, yeah, right, I got the story.
But anyway, I just wanted to mention that to you, because I'm seeing more and more of this, we got strays, we had three, docked out there at Monticello, we tried to catch them, but they never catch them. But anyway, it's a shame that somebody, supposed to be a responsible person, and wrong, I guess, and do something like that. But anyway, I want to bring that up, just to let you know that, and I'm probably gonna talk to somebody else about this, that we need to let people know, we got a pound, we got a pound, we can't, even though it's from 10 to 2,